Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Brian McNeil, and this is the Selling Your Services show on Blog Talk Radio. We have this show each Monday night from 6:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. 7 p.m., excuse me, and it's designed to help people who sell services to sell those services better than they ever have before. Tonight's show is going to be a very interesting one. Tonight's show is called How to Get Out of a Sales Slump. Sometimes folks just get to the place where they get the blahs, and they cannot figure out how to get themselves out of the blahs. For some reason, they make less sales and less sales and less sales until you turn around, they're making no sales. And then they're trying to figure it out on their own. They talk to their buddies, and they find themselves in what's called a sales slump. And they can't fix it themselves. So what do you do when you get into a sales slump? How do you get yourself out of a sales slump? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. First things first, let's define what is a sales slump. Now, I define a sales slump as what happens when people get temporarily motivated by comfortable ways of working. When they find themselves in a place where they're not making sales, when they had made sales before, what happens is, especially when you have a run of success or run of predictable results, what happens is over time you cut a corner. Unwittingly you cut a corner. And then you find yourself, a little bit less effective. And it's like a very slippery slope, and you're getting a little bit less effective until you're not effective at all. So you're in a sales slump. So I define it as what happens when people get temporarily motivated by comfortable measures of working or by easier measures of working, and that's when they're not making any sales. So that's what it is. Some people call it different things. I'm in a slump, man. I'm not making sales. I don't know how to fix this. A lot of times, just like in sport and basketball, a guy can be a great shooter, and he finds himself missing a few jumpers. And then he's missing a few more jumpers, and sometimes that happens over the course of several games. They call it a shooting slump. Now, one of the things coaches recommend when you're on a shooting slump is to keep shooting. Another thing they tell them is to start instead of taking jumpers to drive some, to get in closer to the basket or take shots closer than they normally do, to get some easy shots in. Or try to get to the free throw line to get some free throws in, because a shooter should keep shooting, but when they get into a slump and they start seeing a lot of their shots missing, it gets easier and easier for them to keep missing. It gets in their head, and the slump extends. So the coach will recommend that they start taking easier shots, closer shots, so that you get to see shots going in again to work your way out of your shooting slump. Now, in the world of professional selling or selling your services, you don't get to shoot a ball, okay? But what you do get is opportunities to give our clients a chance to say yes or no to you. So first things first, how to get out of a sales slump. Here's how you do it. First thing we have to do is make sure that you are actually in a sales slump. Now, how do you make sure that you're actually in a sales slump? You have to ask yourself some tough questions. You are not in a sales slump if you are not doing all the things that you must do to be successful. You're just cutting corners. Are you making enough calls? Are you giving enough people an opportunity to say yes or no to you? If you're not making enough calls, if you're not giving enough people an opportunity to say yes or no to you, you are not in a sales slump. You're just not taking enough shots. That's what that means. You must count for yourself. In the last week, how many times have you submitted an opportunity for someone to say yes or no to you? Last week, in the last 2 weeks, in the last month, if you find those numbers low, an easy way to get out of your slump is to ratchet up how many chances you give for folks to say yes or no to you. Now, I am going to give you a technical formula to get out of a sales slump. Sure that you're actually in a sales slump. Are you giving enough people a chance to say yes or no to you? That's the first thing. Now, if you're not doing that, again, you're not in a sales slump. Are you actively prospecting? If you are not actively prospecting, which means seeking business, seeking places where you create awareness of what you do and give people an opportunity to try your service. If you're not actively prospecting, then you are not yet in a sales slump. You're just not prospecting enough. Are you studying your craft? If you're not studying your craft, you are not yet in a sales slump. You just stop taking in new information. You let yourself act as if you were out of training. And when you're out of training, when you get out of that mode of green and growing, you get to ripe and rotting. You're just getting worse at your job is what happens when you're not studying your craft. Information doesn't keep. You have to constantly keep yourself in a studying mode. You have to get information and education and then get it and then get it and then get it again. So if you're not actively studying your craft, you are not yet in a sales slump. So are you actively working in your business? Are you working for enough time? Now, a lot of times folks think they're working in the business, but they're not. If you have a service business or if you're in business for yourself in any kind of capacity where all your money comes through people, there are five activities that you must be doing. Any one of these five activities will count as working. If you're not doing these five activities at any given moment, when you're not doing one of these five activities, then you are not yet working. You are preparing to work. The five activities are prospecting, presenting, closing, following up, or studying. So if you're not actively prospecting, seeking out new business, if you're not engaged in the act of presenting in that moment of what you actually do, if you're not going through closing efforts, whether it's on a first call, second call, third call, fifth call, or whatever it is, if you're not actively following up with a phone call, with a letter, with an email, with a text, following up on people that haven't yet said yes or no to you, if you're not doing that in that moment, or if you're not studying your craft, and I believe you should study your craft minimally 30 minutes a day. So everything else you do outside of prospecting, presenting, closing, following up, and studying, everything else you're doing is not yet work. Everything else you're doing is preparing for work. All that paper shuffling you do, all that business card shuffling you do, all that tweaking of your website that you do, all that preparing your marketing materials that you do, all that blog writing you have to do, all those entries that you create, all of those things are preparing you to go to work, but not actively working. So, first off, we have to ensure that we're actually in a sales slump. And now, if we are in a sales slump, how do we get out of it? How do we get out of a sales slump? It's easier than you think, okay? The process is, what I'm going to tell you to do is easier than you think, but actually doing it is sometimes challenging for folks. Now, there's a formula, not a new formula, it's an old formula, but it always works. The formula is called Goya, G-O-Y-A, Goya. This is an old-time formula called Goya that always gets people out of a sales slump. G-O-Y-A is an acronym. Now, the Goya formula to get yourself out of a sales slump, the G stands for get. The O stands for off. The Y stands for your. And I'm going to let you guess what the A stands for. Now, the way you Goya to get yourself out of a sales slump is you have to add another A. And the big A to get you out of a sales slump is the word. And the way to get out of a sales slump, the quickest way to get out of a sales slump, which is what I promise to give you on this call, is to take massive action. Massive action always conquers sales slumps. If you've been averaging making four sales calls a day or introducing your services once a day or twice a day, whatever you've been averaging that has put you in a position of being in a sales slump, you have to double it or triple it or quadruple it or quintuple it, something. You have to take massive action to get out of a sales slump. Now, you can't keep working with massive action, but you have to take massive action for a season to get yourself out of a sales slump. Attempt to tell 100 new people what you do in a week or 2 weeks, taking massive action in a short time period gets people out of a sales slump. Now, look at your business as a jet airplane, a jumbo jet airplane. Now, I want you to imagine with me an airplane sitting on a tarmac still, loading up passengers. Now, that airplane represents your business. Now, once the airplane gets all the passengers loaded, the pilot comes on that plane and does pre-flight checks. Now, after the pre-flight checks are done in your business and on your plane, the pilot gets ready to fly. Now, the pilot has this stick that comes out of the ground right next to him called a throttle. Now, once the pilot is prepared, once the plane is prepared to start its flight, the pilot takes that throttle and he pushes it all the way forward. He gives it full throttle, full amount of gas, all the way forward. Gives it all the gas he has, all the power, full throttle right away. Now, when the pilot puts that plane from still to full throttle, the plane doesn't move right away. First thing that plane does, it whines. It goes, whee, like that. It whines, and the pilot keeps it at full throttle. Now, once that plane has whined for being at full throttle a little while, then the wheels start to roll. Now, that pilot, once the wheel starts to roll, that pilot keeps that plane at full throttle all the way, gas all the way forward, all the power it has, it's giving it right now, full throttle. The wheels start to roll. Now, the wheels roll and keeps going full throttle. The wheels start to roll a little bit faster. It keeps going to full throttle. The wheels roll a little bit faster. And it keeps going full throttle till the plane is flying down the runway. Now, as that plane is flying down the runway, that pilot keeps it at full throttle. Then the plane lifts off. Once that plane lifts off, once your business lifts off the ground, you have to keep it at full throttle. As the plane is ascending, climbing higher and higher, you keep it at full throttle till you get to what's called cruising altitude. Now, once that pilot gets to cruising altitude, once you get your business up to cruising altitude, then you drop your throttle back. You drop your energy back. You drop all that pressure that you put on your business back to 50%. Why? Because once you get up to full throttle, to cruising altitude, if you keep going full bore, you will burn out the engine, you will burn out the gas, and your plane will not last long enough to get where it's going. Now, that was a long, drawn-out analogy. But what happens with a lot of folks in business and with a lot of folks in sales, they never give their business full throttle. They never give themselves a chance by taking massive action, just even to the point where they get to a place where they whine, where they don't like it, where it's uncomfortable. A lot of times when folks go full throttle in their business and they get to that place where they start to whine, whoa, this is hard, this is hot out here, this is tough, da 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 da. They drop back full throttle. And what happens when you drop back full throttle before you get to the place where you're starting to roll a little bit, before you get to the place where you're climbing with your business, what happens is your business never gets off the ground. If that pilot, you, was to come pull back on the throttle at any point before you get to full throttle, you never climb as high as that you could. Now, the cool thing about it, having to go full throttle, hardcore at your business like that, the cool thing about it is you get to start that whenever you want to. You could have been in business for a day. You could have been in business for 10 years or 20 years, okay? But you get to restart your plane whenever you like. Now, there's a concept that we can all do anything for 30 days. We can all suffer through anything for 30 days. Are you willing to go full throttle in your business long enough to get yourself to full throttle? Are you willing to take massive action to get your business from where it is right now to climbing, to get the wheels moving down the runway? I promise you, massive action always conquers sales slumps. Massive action. It's not glamorous, but the way to, and here's, let's back up a little bit too. here's the other reason why people go into sales slump, and another way to get out of sales slumps. Basic training, basic fundamentals. A lot of times we neglect the fundamentals, focus on the sexy things to do in our business. Instead of, you know, like blocking and tackling training, we focus on running flea flicker plays or exotic plays instead of just basic blocking and tackling. That's what happens a lot of times in business, particularly today when we got so much cool technology and so much cool social media and so many cool toys. I love the toys myself. I'm falling in love with Periscope more and more every single day. So there's lots and lots of cool toys that are exotic and fun and cool and helps out a whole lot. But the basics, if we neglect the basics of blocking and tackling, of basics of prospecting and presenting, closing and following up and studying our craft, as we neglect the basics, we lose games. The teams that consistently are championship level are the teams that continuously train on the basics. There was a great football coach named Vince Lombardi. Matter of fact, the Super Bowl trophy is named after Mr. Vince Lombardi. Mr. Vince Lombardi won like 5 championships, and he won the first 2 Super Bowls. Okay. Now, Vince Lombardi was a basic guy. He said, I can tell the opponent my plays, and they still can't stop me. He ran the power sweep left and right. He just ran basic plays, but they trained on them until they were really, really good at them. Every year with his pro football team, the Green Bay Packers, he'd start off the practices with the same speech. The first practice, the first training camp back to football, he'd start off with the speech where he'd pick up a football and he'd have his whole team before him and says, fellas, this here is a football. And what we do with this football, he'd launch into a speech. One time he said that speech and one of the veterans, he goes, fellas, this is a football. And the veteran says, hold on, coach, you're going too fast. Ha, 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 that's funny. That's true. But Vince Lombardi, you could not argue with his success. The basics. In my opinion, people in business and in sales or any kind of industry or profession where your money comes through people and it's not guaranteed, you're not on salary, you have to earn your dollars, I think you should go through basic training every 6 months. Go through the fundamentals of your business. How to prospect, how to present, how to do your paperwork, how to sign up someone, how to get someone actively involved in your product or service. You have to constantly do that basic training. You can do that through me. You can do that through anybody. Okay. Again, my name is Brian McNeil. And my company is called Very Personal Sales Coaching. How do you get out of sales slumps? Goya with a big A. Get off your whatever you want to call it, and take massive action. Do not neglect the basics. Ensure that you're actively doing the work. Ensure that you're not just temporarily motivated by temporary, comfortable measures. Like, I don't want to make cold calls. I don't want to make warm calls. I don't want to write a letter. I don't want to do this, this, and this. Those things that are not sexy to do, when you neglect those, your sales get less and less. How to get out of a sales slump, that's it. Simple as that. Again, my name is Brian McNeil. If you want to talk to me about it, you can call me directly, 919-345-4893. That's 919-345-4893. You can email me to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at verypersonalsalescoaching.com. That's Very Personal salescoaching.com. You can find me on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/themostfunspeaker. The Most Fun Speaker, or just by my name, Brian Keith McNeil. You can also find me on Facebook. On Facebook, my name is Brian Keith McNeil. Brian Keith McNeil on Facebook. McNeil is spelled M-C-N-E-I-L-L. You can tweet me. I'm a Twitter guy now. I'm learning more and more, being more and more of a Twitter guy. But my name on Twitter is twitter.com, Brian K. McNeil, B-R-I-A-N, the letter K, M-C-N-E-I-L-L. I would love to hear from you. See what you thought about this block of instruction right here. All of our shows are archived. I do record some private shows available for those that I select. So, anyway, I enjoyed my time here. I hope someone on this call got some value.